Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 93. In this episode, we're going to be doing a review of Fluency CRM, Groundhog, and ActiveCampaign. Which one is best? Which one will probably suit your particular needs? I've got my regular co-host Haroon with me. It should be a great show. We've got a lot of insights. So, Haroon, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure thing. Hi, everyone. This is Haroon, and I'm a technology solutions architect who've been working in the tech industry for around 2.5 decades and with WordPress for around 1.5 decade or more, actually. And I've used pretty much every complex tool out there for WordPress to build a lot of very advanced sites. So that puts me in a bit of a position to help you pick the best tools for your business, for your use case.
That's fantastic. Before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from our major sponsor. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Also want to point out we've got a great curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services. Plus, we got a great affordable course that will show you how to build a WordPress membership website from the beginning to the end using the best combination of the leading WordPress plugins like Lifter LMS and Cadence WP. You get a discount code for this great course that will take 50% off. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. What more could you ask for? That's what I'm thinking. So, Haroon, let's go straight into it. So, we're looking at Fluent CRM, Groundhog, or ActiveCampaign. So let's just do a broad introduction. Two of these are WordPress-based plugins. The second one is one of the leading SaaS platforms, software as a service. So if you were just doing a really quick intro to a client about about each one, what would you initially say to a client about these three solutions?
In my client discovery phase, if we were choosing the right CRM for the client's use case, first step in trying to determine the right fit for them would be whether they are managing their entire self-hosted technical infrastructure or not. If it's not being properly managed, if they think they're just going to put it on a cheap Bluehost or GoDaddy-like account and then, you know, call it a day and expect it to run on autopilot, then I wouldn't recommend for any of the self-hosted options, be it these two WordPress ones or be it any other self-hosted option, like even a non-WordPress marketing automation system like Motic. I wouldn't recommend those. But if they either have the technical expertise in-house or if they have an agency or a consultant on board who takes care of all of their technical infrastructure and fully manages it, including their hosting and their plugin stack, then a self-hosted option would be better. But for other cases, something like ActiveCampaign would suit their use case better. So that's how I've helped determine which one is better for their use case, first and foremost. And to give an intro of to the audience of how they work differently, with something like Fluent CRM or Groundhog, the plugin installs on your website. It utilizes the resources of your web hosting and you basically get a better deal in terms of there are no limitations on number of contacts, no limitation of number of emails you can send, no limitation of number of users you could have and all. But then your hosting account would incur higher resource usage. So there's that. But still, you're generally getting a better deal. And as for ActiveCampaign, one of the biggest names in software as a service, where you don't have to worry about managing the technical infrastructure. You pay them and they handle the technical infrastructure for you. They give you a fully ready software in which you basically build your campaigns, connect to your third-party services, and manage your automations and funnels and whatnot.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I do agree with you, if you're going to utilize these WordPress tools, you've got to be prepared to learn how they really work. And if you're going to do it yourself, you're going to have to do a bit of a dive. Or you could hire an agency or WP Tonic or Haroon to look after it for you. You're going to have to do a bit of a dive with ActiveCampaign to really use it, unless somebody's using it for you. So the overlap, there is a little bit of a difference, but you're going to have to do a bit of a dive on either solution. I think one of the fundamental difference is that with the WordPress native solutions, either Fluent, CRM or Groundhog, they actually aren't going to send the emails out. They provide the interface and the logic, but they don't send out the email. And most of your hosting providers, they're, even if they offer to send out email, you won't really be able to use the Fluent CRM or Groundhog with your native hosting email sending service. A lot of better hosting providers like WP Engine or WP Tonic, well, not WP Tonic as we do, but a lot of the more better quality ones, they don't offer any kind of email sending service for your inbox or for your marketing email. They don't provide anything. You're going to have to provide a third-party service that sends out the email. One of the leading ones is SendGrid. There's a couple other ones, or if you've got a big volume, you can look at Amazon Web Services and their email sending engine. But I would only recommend that if you're sending out a lot of email, because you're going to have to hire either WP Tonic or Haroon for that particular circumstance, because there's a lot of hoops to jump through. And it's
just for the initial setup. Yeah.
Yeah. It's only worth going through those loops because you are sending out a lot of email. I say a lot. Where do you put the boundary of a lot? Where would you fix that a lot boundary at, Arun?
So, again, that's something that we decide on a case-to-case basis for every client, because for some clients, saving every bit at the start to put that amount towards other tools and services is important. If they're bootstrapped, they're just getting started, then, you know, every saving counts because things add up. So then maybe even if they don't have a huge volume, getting an SCS configuration done once and for all makes sense for them because of the sheer, like, the difference in savings, because the difference could be more like 10x or even higher, because SCS offers as low as 10,000 emails for $1. So I don't think anyone in the industry can compete against that. But for a majority of clients, something like a $10 or $20 a month plan with the Brevo, which is which used to be SendinBlue, or something like Mailgun SendGrid.
I personally feel, but it's arbitrary, and Haru might disagree and a lot of people. I personally don't think it's even worth looking at Amazon if you're saying, if you're not sending more than 50,000 emails per month. Between the 50 to 100,000 mark, it starts probably worth the effort to look at it. If you're below, this is very arbitrary. Yeah. So I'm not saying I'm right and wrong, but this is how I try and make some sense of it all. Is if it's below 50, you're probably best to utilize SendGrid or one of the other services that Haroon has mentioned as your in your email sending engine. That's how I try and explain it.
I'd add something here. Another factor that I also keep into account when choosing a provider is SMS sending as well, because Amazon also has their excellent SNS. SES is their simple email service, and SNS is their simple notification service. And part of SNS, one of their components, is text messaging, SMS messaging. So if both are going to be involved, then Amazon AWS with these two services is generally something that I go for. Plus, with me, since I've done so many account onboardings of Amazon SES, it's like frictionless for me. But then depending, and I'm sure Jonathan also has plenty of expertise.
I've done it, but if I was going to get a client, I would ask you to do it, because I've lost enough hair as it is, and I don't need to lose any more, and I just haven't done it for a long time, but I have set
so one of the one of the biggest frictions in that is for new accounts, for new client accounts, they very rarely approve them to use SES and SNS out of the sandbox, which is testing mode. So you have to go through hoops and you have to talk to them very strategically, present a very strong case. And even then, they often reject you based on their assessment that you, according to them, you might not be sending emails according to their TOS. So their TOS...
You've got to know how to fill in the online forms so you don't get pushback.
And
Matt, I just want to point out something. If you are looking to send SMS or text messaging campaigns with email and you're not in this 50,000 to 100,000 that I'm talking about, I personally would say look at OmniSend. They're a sponsor of the podcast, but they do, they've got enormous experience in e-commerce. And they do offer a good plan that combines email with SMS messaging. And if you're not in this arbitrary area that I've stated, I think you're better off. But Haroon and a lot of other people might disagree with me, and I've got no problem with it. It's just my honest position on it.
I don't disagree in that. I'm not calling your opinion incorrect in this regard. It's just you can't go wrong with OmniSend either. It's like
they're correct. They're a pretty good platform, aren't they? It's a mature platform there. And their sponsorship is most welcome. They've been a great sponsor of the show. I think that's the main area that causes confusion. Because these native WordPress solutions will not actually physically send out the email. You've got to buy the interface and the logic, but then you've got to buy the engine that sends them out.
We've added email sending service.
Yes. I call it engine because I think it's a bit easier to explain it to a client. With ActiveCampaign, you don't have those two elements because the two elements are combined. But there's a price to be paid for that, and that is the actual physical price compared to what... And ActiveCampaign, I wouldn't say that their pricing in any shape or form is misleading, but their opening gambit is set at a low level. I think it starts at around 500 contacts or actual user, people in your database. So it could be 500 emails.
Active campaign?
I think it's contacts that they...
starts at 1,000.
It starts at 1,000, yeah.
Yeah.
I've chosen the 2,500 bracket because I think between 1,000 and 2,500, you're covering almost 90% of people, of users. And if you take that price, it starts at $39. But you are going to probably want to use the medium product. That's the one that they promote, which is their plus. And for $2,500, that's $95.
And I've got an ad here.
And then they've got the next one, which is the pro, and that's $149. I think I'm using, if you pay monthly, and that's at 2,500 contacts. But I thought that was a more honest place to have the discussion. What do you feel about what I've done here? Do you think, or would you have started at 1,000? I just think if you just put it to 2,500, you're covering, like I say, 90% of users. Can you follow my logic, Arun?
I do. For a vast majority of small local businesses, especially small to maybe medium-sized local businesses, 2,500 would be a very reasonable starting point. 1,000 would be way too little, and 5,000 could be something they reach like 6 months down the line. So they may not require to start off with that. So yes, and I wanted to clarify that what Jonathan mentioned here were monthly prices, because when we discussed the pricing of the other two, those are annual. So there's a huge difference. These are monthly pricing plans. And yes, the starter for $2,500 at $39 a month, I mean, for any serious business, that's chump change. Even $95 a month plus plan should be chump change. But You are severely limited in the number of contacts, and that's something like I personally don't prefer to be tied to be billed according to the number of contacts I have in a system. But then when you consider that this includes the number of emails that goes out, it could balance out on your
bless you.
Excuse me. So in your use case, it might balance out. But to me, I want to just pay the price of the tool as the rental of the tool, and then pay as I go based on the resource usage in terms of the emails that go out, rather than arbitrary plan changes based on number of users I have in the system.
Yeah, I see where you come. When it comes to Active Campaign, do you actually know... They've got their starter plan, which is $39, but then they've got the middle plan, which they push, which starts at $95 at 2,500. Is there a big difference in functionality between the starter and the plus? Do you actually know? Is there an effect that's really missing, or is it arbitrary extras that they are providing at the plus level?
There are quite some key feature differences. For example, In automations, in where you add triggers and actions to automate different processes, chains of emails or business logic, you in the starter plan, you're only allowed up to 5 actions in every automation. You cannot have an automation with even 6 actions. But for Plus, Pro, and Enterprise, actions in every automation are unlimited.
Also, yeah, that was the main thing that I observed, because they really do restrict you on the starter plan with the actual automations to a very, I thought, a very arbitrary level. So I really think you're going to be looking at the plus very quickly, which is $95. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And also the starter plan limits you in terms of their web forms as well. They could be like just utilized within like Active Campaigns ecosystem. I think you external embedding because it's like standard and inline only. I'm not 100% sure what they mean by standard here, but inline is like in utilization in your active campaign ecosystem primarily.
Now, with Fluent CRM or Groundhog, if you use it, I don't know about the other two that Haru mentioned, but if you use SendGrid as your engine, your email sending engine, I think it's about you can send out 100,000 email for around slightly under $20 a month at SendGrid. They do offer a free plan, but it's really very restrictive and it's not worth it. But the next plan up, you can send out 100,000 email. And now then with Fluent CRM, they do offer special discount deals, but I'm going with their normal level plans that are not on special offer. With Fluent CRM, and these are yearly price plans, Fluent starts for one website for $129. And I think that's very attractive. And Groundhog, they've got a slightly more complicated pricing plan. Their basic starts at $240, and they've got basic, plus, and pro. Can you explain, are there any fundamental, what are the fundamental differences that you get with Groundhog between, let's say, their basic that starts at $240 and their plus, which is $480? That's a sizable jump. That's almost double. That is double in price. What's the main differences in Groundhog between their basic and their plus, Aaron?
The overall difference between all of their plans is the add-ons that are included in each. So if you just need a drag-and-drop email editor that you can connect with your SMTP-based sending service, not API-based, SMTP-based sending service of your choice, and countdown timers, form styling, super links, which are like tracking links, and some funnel steps and support. That's their core plan, the basic plan. But that's, you need
that. That's something I want to point out, Haroon. I think that's one of the fundamental differences between Groundhog and Fluent CRM approach.
Yeah,
Fluent doesn't offer a lot of additional add-on services.
Yes.
Where Groundhog has a whole library, a very extensive library of kind of add-on services.
Yes.
That you might find attractive or you might not find attractive. Where Fluent CRM really concentrates on the core of either building a newsletter or sending out marketing automation. And to fairness, Groundhog does that equally as well. But it also offers this enormous library of add-ons, which you might find attractive or you might not. Am I on the right track there, Harry?
Yes, and you're right. And in my professional experience of implementing them for clients, I have often found, even for small business clients and even for individual professional consultants like public speakers and all, I've found running into feature limitations when using Fluent CRM on occasions, where switching over to Groundhog pretty much eliminated all of those limitations, because I am an agency partner of Groundhog, implementation partner from the very start. And I have access to the agency plan where I get access to every single feature of theirs for my clients. So I was able to resolve that limitation within one day of switching to Groundhog. Because now I'm going to come to major feature differences, like what you get with Plus and Pro compared to just a basic plan. With Plus,
I'll leave that a little bit later on.
Okay,
because we've got another 5 minutes. Before we go for our break, but one thing
right.
One thing I would like to cover before we don't go for a break, because I think the intro has been quite extensive and taken up a fair bit of time, but I think it's been really useful, is what do you see as some of the major strengths and weaknesses of the actual interfaces that they provide? Because I think that's another key area. So let's start with Fluent
I'll start with ActiveCampaign.
Go on then. What do you see as its great strengths and weaknesses when it comes to the actual interface?
I don't frankly see lots of strengths when it comes to its actual interface. Well, it is very SaaS-like. It's like big SaaS applications. If you're familiar with them, if you've used them in the past, you'd feel more at home in their interface.
I think I think what Haroon's trying to say there is it's a very powerful tool aimed at the kind of marketing professional, but it's not got a friendly fuzzy feel to it. It's got the feel of a professional level marketing tool.
I wouldn't necessarily say use the term professional level here. That doesn't mean I'm saying they're unprofessional.
No.
It's more of from my perspective, coming from self-hosted solutions where I have full control over things, I don't feel as at home over there. It feels more corporate and more bloated with everything but the kitchen sink thrown in. That's the feel. But hey, for some organizations, that might be a good thing. For some consultants who are coming from a background of primarily SaaS tools, that might be a good thing. It's subjective.
If you're coming from Salesforce or some corporate level marketing platform or HubSpot. And you've managed to get yourself out of their yearly contract by cutting your right hand off and escaping the entrapment of HubSpot, because they are the worst of the worst folks. And you're not prepared to go to WordPress. You're still enamored by the world of SaaS. You're gonna be very at home with ActiveCampaign.
Yeah.
Do you agree with my sarcasm there, Aaron?
Spot on. And their funnel builder, where you're gonna actually spend a lot of your time building automations. That unfortunately is it can get really, really messy really, really fast, because you start off at a point and then it branches until there's no tomorrow. And there's a little in the way of restricting someone from making it way too complex for their own good.
Now, when it comes to Fluent, they have adapted the interface to some extent of ActiveCampaign, but do you think it's a little bit easier to use?
Oh, yes.
But they have adapted the interface in some ways of ActiveCampaign. Why is it a little bit easier to use?
It feels a bit more modern and less slow, less clunky, because in ActiveCampaign, if you've got a really big complex funnel, the overall UX, the overall zooming and scrolling and all, and then getting into the nitty-gritty of every particular action can get really clunky really fast. Fluent CRM, again, one of the reasons why I pretty much always prefer Groundhog over them is their funnel building is more inspired by ActiveCampaign than a more innovative manner. But that said, it feels especially on good hosting, it feels snappier and a good computer as well, because all the client side components are going to be loaded and running on your computer. So it feels snappier. It feels less unruly.
Right. When it comes to Groundhog, am I correct in saying that I don't know if they've changed their interface, but when I was looking at it, they utilize what I call a waterfall interface, where it's step by step. They're not utilizing a diagram based interface, which I describe to ActiveCampaign and Fluent. But it's great to hear that you think Fluent has actually done a better job. And I actually prefer the Groundhog step-by-step interface, but I think, especially if you're dealing with simple to moderately complex setups, I think that step-by-step interface breaks down to some extent when you're dealing with more complicated. But you could argue that's actually a good feature because people have a tendency to build overcomplicated marketing, they go potty. They just go absolutely berserk.
Nuts, yes.
Building. And actually, it not coping that well with ridiculously complicated setups, I see it as a blessing in some ways. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's true as well, but that's not to say that it limits you. It just helps you build in a way that modularizes everything, because instead of having everything in one flowchart with every single branch on the same screen to manage, you could have 5 or 6 different funnels. And in the primary funnel where clients land, where your potential leads or customers land, over there, the first set of automations can run, and within there, you can apply tags. And then in the new funnel, that could be triggered by a tag being applied from an old funnel. So once they perform a certain step, they don't need to remain in the same funnel. They can be moved over to a new funnel. So you can manage 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 different funnels, each in its own modular way, rather than putting everything in one giant flow chart that is a headache to manage. So it doesn't limit you. I've built extremely complex automations in Groundhog utilizing a dozen funnels, coming from ActiveCampaign, where it was being done in one funnel that was a nightmare to manage.
Yeah.
So you don't get limited, but you get a more modular, more organized approach.
Yeah, it's quite funny, folks, really, because a lot of people criticize and still do criticize Groundhog for that actual interface, but I actually see it as one of its strengths. I'm critical about some other aspects of Groundhog, but I'm not critical of that, actually. And that's where it gets most of its criticism. But I don't see it as a weakness. I actually totally understand.
And I'd like to add one thing here. Those of us who have been around, sticking around with Groundhog for a while, we actually protested when they came up with the idea of changing the system to a more ActiveCampaign-like one, because this is one of the core reasons for sticking with it. And over time, people who were previously critical of it, after using it, they've also seen the value and now they swear by this.
Yeah, I actually see it as a good thing, but I am critical about some other aspects of it, but I do prefer, I'm very different, in a different position than Haroon. I actually prefer Fluent CRM, but especially because if you combine it with Fluent Forms and Fluent Booking, I think you've got a very powerful combination there, which gives the core elements that some the end users that I'm working with is utilizing. But it's not black and white here, folks. It's a grey solution. I think we're in a good place, folks, to go for our middle break. We will be back with some other great information about these great solutions. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast of fluent CRM, Groundhog, and Active Campaign. I think we've kept it reasonably interesting, or Haroon's tried to keep it reasonably interesting. But before we go into the second half, I just want to point out we've got a great resource for you folks if you're looking to build your membership community website on WordPress. We've got a Facebook group that is a great community of WordPress developers, plus people like you trying to build a membership website on WordPress. It's the Membership Machine Facebook group. It's totally free. Go over and have a look at it. I'm posting new content on it almost every day. And it's a great resource if you're looking to get some free advice or support. So let's move on. So we covered using to and strengths, and I think that was very useful. What about how it works with other services? Because this is where I criticise Groundhog a little bit, because they've tried to have everything in-house. They've tried to provide an add-on service. And in some ways, I think it's a philosophy more than anything, Haroon, where I think one of the strengths of Fluent is they haven't attempted to build everything in-house. They've just made sure that it works well with other needing third-party tools. And there is no right or wrong in how you do this, but it's just a different philosophy. And then when it comes to Active Campaign, maybe we can talk about how well that works with WordPress. So let's start off. Would you agree with what I've just said about Fluent compared to Groundhog and their different philosophies? Would you agree with that statement?
Not necessarily. Right, this is one of the rare situations where we don't agree on something in terms of a philosophical manner rather than something that's just an opinion. Because based on my experience with both tools, I see that Groundhog does provide integrations with lots and lots of leading tools in the WordPress ecosystem rather than building those features within it. The very few features countable on fingertips of one hand that it has built on its own that are generally third-party services with which you integrate would be a sales pipeline. But I think a sales pipeline is an important part of a CRM and marketing automation solution in the first place. So I personally think sales pipeline does belong in there. And there's another one, which is a booking calendar. So event booking calendar, yeah, that's something in which one could very, very reasonably argue that, hey, let's leave it to a third-party plugin or tool that specializes in it, and let's just build an integration rather than having it in-house. And in terms of forms, Groundhog does offer very basic forms, like pretty much every CRM out there does, but it has excellent integrations with pretty much every WordPress form plugin out there. Just the way Fluent CRM has excellent integrations, not just with their own form plugin, but also third-party plugins. So I don't see a big difference in philosophy over here.
I think I didn't explain myself very coherent. That's not a surprise if you've been listening to this show, folks. but when it comes to facts, I totally agree with what you just said. I want to quantify what I've just said. I think in practical terms, what you've stated is the truth. I think it's a more subtle difference. I think for very understandable reasons, Groundhog has built more of a kind of, attempted to build more of a SaaS kind of platform in WordPress. And they've added all these third-party add-ons and services to make the actual the Groundhog more sticky, more appealing, and keep more useful to its target audience. And I think with Fluent CRM, they've taken the more classical WordPress route where they're not attempting to have such a SaaS feeling model than what Groundhog. And I think that comes from the attitudes of the founders. I think the founder of Groundhog comes from a more SaaS corporate background of keep and confusion soft, as I call it. He comes from that background, where the founder of Fluent comes from a WordPress agency plugin background. And I'd like to start background,
yeah, because they have change of
very two different philosophies when it comes to this. What would you say? What I've just said, do you feel I'm wrong, or do you think I've got some truth in what I've just said?
So, in terms of difference of the background where they're coming from, you're spot on. But in terms of getting more of a SaaS feeling, Groundhog, I've never felt that way. I felt very similarly about both of these in terms of their philosophy of being WordPress plugins, where they have a massive integration set with most of the other tools. They like play ball with other plugins in the ecosystem rather than trying to build in every feature in-house so that you don't have to use third-party plugins. They all play very nicely. And even though they're competitors, Groundhog has an excellent integration with Fluent Forms as well.
Yeah. When it comes to ActiveCampaign, I don't even know if they provide a native WordPress plugin. I would imagine they do. I imagine it doesn't work that well. Am I correct in saying that if you really want ActiveCampaign to work in a reasonable way, you know, in a usable, functional way with your WordPress site, you're going to have to buy another plugin, which is WP Fusion. Would you agree with that if you really want your WordPress website to work with ActiveCampaign, you're going to have to buy WP Fusion? Or would you disagree with that?
It depends on the use case. In a lot of more advanced, even intermediate to advanced use cases, spot on, absolutely right. Because their plugin just gives you forms to capture leads from your site, gives you some sort of user tracking on the site, and integration with the ActiveCampaign's chat feature. But other than that, like advanced segmentation, any sort of automation triggers based on native user actions, like someone buys a product, someone signs up for a membership, someone completes a lesson in a course, and all for all of that. Segmenting contacts based on that, on advanced sites with e-commerce, advanced sites with learning management systems, advanced sites with memberships. For that, you're going to definitely need the excellent WP Fusion, which is like built for connecting WordPress with tools like ActiveCampaign and other third-party SaaS, CRM, and marketing automation tools. So yeah.
You're right. I don't know, I want to check if I'm right about this, because I have some knowledge of these systems. Obviously, hopefully I've shown that to you, listeners and viewers, but Haroon is working with these systems on a day-to-day basis. I'm not. I used to, but I don't now. But I still keep myself educated about them to some extent, because I have to advise clients to a certain degree. Am I correct in saying of these external SaaS marketing automation platforms that with WP Fusion, what it offers with ActiveCampaign, its integration with ActiveCampaign is one of the most best integrations compared to some of the other SaaS platforms? Would I be right about that?
You would be right. In fact, they do have like this chart where they even score their integrations with third party platforms, and among them, ActiveCampaign scores one of the highest.
Yep. The reason why we're saying that, if you really see it, I would say this, folks. I don't know if Haroon will agree with me. Unless you're only using ActiveCampaign in a lower level kind of way. And then I would question, is it really worthwhile utilizing ActiveCampaign? If you're using it for a medium to high level, which I think the value proposition that ActiveCampaign gives becomes more logical. If you really want it to work with your WordPress website, you're really going to have to buy WP Fusion, and it works really well. Your WordPress website with whatever form plugin with WP Fusion, and that's around tagging rather than using a list metaphor. When most people are getting into marketing automation, they find the metaphor of having users in specific lists easier to grasp. But as your experience and your requirements increases, there are very strong limitations about utilizing lists as a sorting metaphor, and tagging becomes much more powerful and flexible, but it takes a little while for you to grasp what tagging is about compared to lists, which are more easier to grasp initially. Would you agree with what I've just said, Arun?
I completely agree. And after working with these systems for several years now, I don't even use lists anymore. I just use tags because, hey, functionally, you want to send an email to a segment. A tag is there as a segment. So list becomes redundant to me. Having both lists and tags even becomes redundant to me. Tagging is, I find, the most efficient, the more no-frills way of working with the segmentation.
I don't know with Groundhog, but I know with Fluent CRM, they enable you to do lists and tagging. Yeah. And they will even allow you to, I think I'm correct about this, I would have to double check, mate, probably Arun knows this. You can mix the two up. I would strongly advise you not to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst of any world.
Oh, yes.
If you're starting out, it's probably you're going to be easier that you start with list metaphor with Fluent. But I would try and get yourself educated. And then if you're happy to go the tagging route, don't combine the list with tagging. If you're going to stay with the list and then you can convert it to tagging and then just use tagging. Don't mix the two up together.
Yeah.
I don't know if Groundhog allows you to mix lists and tagging together.
Groundhog doesn't offer lists at all in the first place.
It doesn't offer, so you don't have that problem.
Yeah. And that's one thing.
Yeah, go on, sir.
Where I disagree with the Fluent's philosophy, why offer a redundant segmentation system in form of lists and tags when just having one serves the perfect purpose perfect?
Well,
So whenever I have clients using Fluent CRM, I tell them to forget that the system has a list functionality and just stick with tags from day one, and it works wonderfully for them. Less confusion. They just ignore the list feature altogether. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. The only thing I would say is what at the beginning of what I said, if you're new to marketing automation and you don't want to hire somebody to help you, blah, 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 and you've got no experience in this area, based on my experience of dealing with those type of individuals, they just find dealing with the list metaphor much easier to grasp. But there is a price. It's a bit like a bicycle. If you know, do you want to put stabilizers on it? It will increase you learning. But some people say don't bother. Just learn how to ride a bike and fall off a little more often when you're learning. But it's not worth the hassles of putting the stabilizers on. Other people would totally disagree because they say they don't want their three-year-old child falling off their bike. And they just want to put the stabilizers on.
The way I tell them is, I tell them that tags are lists. So then, you know, in their head, they ask me, why are lists still there? So I tell them lists are still there for backward.
Well, that's why you're a consultant and I'm not, see, because you explain better than me. I don't.
So they're like, okay, so tags are lists. Okay, fine, we'll stick with tags.
Now, when it comes to active campaign, do they have a mixture of lists of tags or is it just tags with active campaign?
They do have a mixture of both as well, unfortunately.
And it's true, because just take it from me, folks. Do not mix the two. Either you're going to stay with lists, but you're going to, especially in the world of active campaign, you're going to, there's a lot of the more advanced functionality is dependent in using the tagging metaphor rather than the lists. Am I correct about that? Because I was more actively involved in helping customers, they hit that wall with active campaign quite quickly. Did you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And I'd like to add a few key pieces of information here. There's also another concept of dynamic lists or dynamic tags that exists in multiple tools. So when you set up a segment and you need to send something to that segment, keep the distinction in mind. There are static tags in lists and then there are dynamic tags or lists. So Fluent CRM had both ideas from day one. Groundhog recently implemented the second one. They previously just had static tags. So here's the difference. Let's say a particular tag has 10,000 or like 1,000 people tagged in it today, and you schedule a broadcast email for the next week. So by next week, only the 1,000 that were present at the time of you scheduling the broadcast would receive it. Maybe over the course of the next week, due to automations, 50 have been removed from that tag, and then 100 have been added. So those will not be accounted for when it comes to sending to a static segmentation, be it a static list or a static tag. But when it comes to sending to dynamic tags, it'll account for their segmentation at the point in time when it gets sent. So like if you schedule a broadcast right now to a particular tag, after a week, when it gets sent, at the point in time when it gets sent, if there are 100 people tagged, it'll get sent to 100 people. If it has 1,000 people tagged, it'll get sent to those 1,000 people. So this distinction can be quite important depending on what you're trying to do. Because someone might have performed an operation on the site, like finished a course, and they no longer need to receive that email. Then you would prefer to use dynamic tags.
Now, when it comes to, you've got the free product MailLite, which has a very generous, and then you've got something I wouldn't recommend, like Constant Contact. I have no idea why people use that, but or MailChimp. I wouldn't recommend MailChimp now. I think they've fallen behind. But then you got something like ActiveCampaign, and then you've got like SendBlue, but I think it's renamed now. I've forgotten what the rename is.
Brevo. Yeah.
I think there's easier to use like Brevo and OmaSend. There's like two to three. I think ActiveCampaign only makes sense if you're looking for a medium to upper level marketing automation system. And for whatever reason, your governor or your IT manager or whatever won't consider utilizing WordPress compared to by getting into the clutches, and I really mean the clutches of the HubSpot sales team. I think, or even worse, the Salesforce team. Getting into the clutches of those two particular sales teams, I think ActiveCampaign makes a lot of sense. But if you're allowed more freedom, I think either Fluent or Groundhog makes a lot more logic than ActiveCampaign. Would you agree with what I've just said?
Agreed. 100% agreed. And I want to add something else based on over here. Like when it comes to choosing between Fluent and Groundhog, a couple of things based on my own personal experience. So like with this particular client, we have a setup where every week from their internal system, we need to import contacts that come in a CSV file. So when I import them into Groundhog, like these small things may end up mattering to people in the long run, because that one particular feature's lack may be a deal breaker, as was with this particular client. So when we import that CSV into our system, we need in our like for our funnel setup in Groundhog, we need to know when each of those new contacts in their in-house system was created. The entire timestamp of their created date comes in that CSV in the export. But when it comes to importing that into Groundhog, Groundhog lets us map a particular field in the CSV to the date created field in the CRM. But with the Fluent CRM, when you're importing contacts, they're going to be imported in their system based on the timestamp of the time when you're importing them. You cannot give them a different created date time based on the external system from which they're coming, which might be a deal breaker in certain automations. Because for that client, I do that import once a week. Now, the people who were added 6 days ago, they need to be, you know, tagged, they need to be imported accordingly in Groundhog as well, so that we have an accurate timeline of when they joined. With Fluent CRM, I just cannot do that. They just don't have that mapping feature. So these are the things that you really need to consider as well. Also, for some clients, proper and fully native SMS sending in the CRM might be an absolute requirement rather than connecting with a third-party SMS service. Sending service would be third-party, but like the core feature of utilizing a sending service to manage SMS campaigns, to send out SMS campaigns, that needs to be a part of the core CRM. In that case as well, like Fluent CRM has been a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, you won't get that with Fluent, no.
Yeah.
But the same things apply to the SaaS systems. That's why you really got to do homework or hire somebody that can advise you, because what Haroon's just outlined about some of the differences between the native systems are there with the SaaS-based systems.
Yeah.
You know, there are things about ActiveCampaign that drives clients crazy. And one of the things I want to point out, and it's not an attack on ActiveCampaign, because their support is pretty good compared to some of the other SaaS-based platforms I've had to deal with. But it doesn't compare with, I think one of the strengths of the Fluent, based on my experience, is they're very proactive in responding. When it comes to Groundhog, based on my experience, it can be really either really fantastic or it can be rather poor. And your experience with Groundhog can really vary. You might totally disagree with what I've just said, because your experience doesn't match up with mine. But I don't think what I've just said is outrageous, because a few people have said that. Where with the Fluent, I think most people have had a pretty good experience with them. But, a lot of people would disagree with me there, but I'm not saying that out of spite. It is based on what I've observed myself and what other people have said.
Well, I think in my personal experience, I've always had received excellent support from Groundhog. But in my observation, I've seen more people happy with the Fluent CRM support than I've seen with Groundhog support. My personal experience doesn't align with it, but hey, that's my personal experience. I have to also consider experience of a community as a whole. So a community as a whole has, in my observation, had better experience with Fluent CRM support.
And with both, to defend Groundhog and Fluent, if something is regularly flagged up, there is a chance that it's going to be coded into the main application. You're never going to find that with ActiveCampaign.
Oh,
You might be waiting years upon years. And I've known people screaming for some functionality, and they're constantly been going on, and 4 years later, it's never going to appear in Active.
For an organization of that scale, individual customers are mere statistics. Even if their billing is in thousands of dollars a month, one individual customer is like one statistic on their balance sheet. But for smaller companies like WP Manage Ninja, makers of Fluent CRM, or Groundhog, a user matters a lot more. A particular one user account makes much more of a difference compared to with the giant corporates like ActiveCampaign. Yeah.
All right. So Haroon, where can people find out more about you and maybe have a chat with you? What's the best way for people to get hold of you?
They can visit my website, which is HQ Raja. Like my first name's initial H, middle name initial H, and Q, hqraja.com. And over there, they can fill the form to reach out to me.
Yeah, you'll find all the links to all the products that we've talked about, plus the links to Haroon on the WP Tonic on the episode page for this particular podcast or video. You'll find all the content links and additional info on there. It normally goes up on the same day as when the podcast goes up. Sometimes I lapse in that and it goes up a day after, but it will be up normally around the same week as the podcast goes up. So don't worry, you can go to the WP Tonic website and you find all the show notes there. We will be back next week with either guest Haroon or Kurt, my other regular co-host. We will be covering something that you will find useful to make your journey in membership or community more easier and more insightful. We will be back soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.